RAWA was the only women's group to document the abuses of the Taliban. They hid cameras in their burqas to record what was happening around them.
بای دوره خو زنها خو بیخی اقا تحصیل نداشت، اقا مکتب چه بازار رفتن نداشت، اقا کار کردن در بیرون نداشت.
This woman was beaten because her shoes made too much noise as she walked. In Kabul, people were rounded up and forced to go to a central stadium to witness executions. Though public hangings, amputations, and violence increased daily, the world outside took little notice.
طالبا کسی که در دفتر دولت کار میکرد و از اونها خواهان پول و غیر از اون یا از بین میبردن یا یاربندی میساختن، مبوس میساختن یا تبادلت و پول زیاد میخواستن و یا صلاح میگفت به ما صلاح پیدا کن تو خومندان هستی یا ای که در دفتر قبلی کار کردی تو حتما صلاح داری. باوست و زو که اگر جوانی را هم گیر میکرد که در دفتر نظامی کار نکرده و توار تهدید میکرد.
Though most of the world did not recognize the Taliban as Afghanistan's official government, in May 2001, the United States gave the Taliban $43 million in aid. 4 months later, September 11th, almost 3,000 people were killed. Osama bin Laden, the Saudi millionaire, and CIA confidant during the 1980s, was held responsible. He was living in Afghanistan under invitation from the Taliban.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against Al-Qaeda terrorist training camps and military installations of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan.
To capture him, a bombing campaign was launched on the entire country of Afghanistan. Returning to the area in November 2001, I went to visit a hospital in Peshawar. It was full of people injured by the US bombing. This man was a farmer who'd been tilling his land when a bomb struck. One of his legs was blown off instantly. The other leg had been amputated because of gangrene. At the time of this filming, he didn't yet know that his two legs were gone. About 80,000 people once again fled Afghanistan. New refugee camps sprung up to accommodate them. It's now December 2001. It's taken less than 6 weeks for the Taliban regime to fall. The US used their old friends from the Soviet era, the fundamentalist warlords, now known as the Northern Alliance, for help on the ground, to rout out Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. November 13th, the Northern Alliance just rode into Kabul and took over. And now, the United Nations and the US has rewarded them. They've given the warlords critical positions in an appointed interim government. The record shows that the newly chosen president, Hamid Karzai, is clear of wartime atrocities. But with the warlords surrounding him, he can have little real authority. History is replaying itself in the eyes of the Afghan people. Once again, they must watch as a new government is installed by foreign hands. The familiar faces of oppression back in power. Instead of being tried for war crimes, these men have been re-empowered by the international community.